are full of fake outrage. The flatulence coming out of the whoopee cushion. It was extra potent Thursday morning. The lonely women in the studio audience, they no longer have the benefit of having nose hairs. You know, it is amazing how many people are suddenly supporters of the WNBA. The WNBA has been around for almost 30 years now. 30 years of high-quality trash engineering without being appreciated. 30 years of making sure the neighborhood park is cleaned, making sure you can go for a morning jog around the park without having to worry about your shoes coming into contact with a polished turd. 30 years of substandard basketball, 30 years of elite athleticism, missed free throws, airballed dunks. Every once in a while, dump divers will amaze the dozens of people in attendance by dribbling the ball through their legs. In the WNBA, the handful of players who can do that, they are called legends. The point is, this league has been around for decades, and no one has supported it. And when Casey says no one, I mean no one. Men don't watch the WNBA. Women don't watch the WNBA. Men who aspire to be women, they don't watch the WNBA. Prepubescent boys who dream of becoming garbage men, they don't even watch the dump. They will ride around on their battery-powered garbage trucks pretending to collect trash before they'll watch the true professionals. Now that Caitlin Clark has been fitted for her hard hat and steel-toed boots, all of a sudden, all of these supporters are coming out for the WNBA. And these supporters in the mainstream media, they are doing what they do best, turning WNBA players into the ultimate victims. All week this week, Jemele Hill has been complaining about equal pay in the WNBA. Smelly Jemele, she's been claiming that WNBA players are vastly underpaid. This is misogyny! Scrubs in the NBA are being paid more than entire WNBA teams! It is heartbreaking! Obviously, this could not be further from the truth. I looked up the average salary for garbage men in the United States. Average trash collector makes about $60,000 a year, and that is without overtime. If overtime is included, that could add another $10,000, $15,000, maybe even $20,000. Average salary in the WNBA, over $100,000 a year. Now, I'm no expert in math, but seems to me WNBA players are at the top of the curve of the wage scale. I have been covering Jemele Hill for years here on the channel. Before this week, I couldn't think of one example of Jemele Hill talking about the WNBA. It's the same thing with the ladies on The View. How many times have we talked about the Yentas on The View here on the channel? We have discussed The View so much, you guys recognize their nicknames over their government names. The Radiant Sun Hostin, whose real name is Asuncion. Big Red, the government calls her Joy Behar. AFG, known as Alyssa Farah Griffin, before she was diagnosed with a stage 4 case of OMB. Orange Man Bad! There are two other ladies on the show whose identities remain unknown. Their mouth farts are mild compared to their colleagues, but the real star of the show goes without saying. She was born Karen Elaine Johnson before she became famous as the phenomenal flatulator known as the whoopee cushion. Thursday morning, our favorite Yentas, they were doing what they do best, incessantly talking, polluting the airwaves without really saying a damn thing that matters. Now, normally, the beauties on The View, they are talking about real issues. You know, things that actually matter. For example, who could forget their Fartgate investigation? You guys remember that? Around this time last year, the ladies of The View, they launched an investigation to determine who produces the most boodle breeze on the show. The lead investigator was Sun Hostin. She contracted the services of Andy Cohen. During the course of their investigation, and this is a true story, you can look this up for yourselves. During the course of their investigation, they came to the conclusion that the whoopee cushion was the primary producer of boodle breeze on The View. That is the type of investigative journalism we have come to love and respect on The View. But Thursday morning, the ladies, they weren't talking about important issues. They weren't expressing their usual feelings of ecstasy as they watched live footage of the southern border. Ooh, look at all those people illegally crossing into the country. My favorite part is when our fearless leader, John Biden, demands that Border Patrol agents not do a damn thing about it. Instead of talking about the real issues, the Yentas, they wasted time Thursday morning talking about the WNBA. The whoopee cushion was filled with fake outrage. And you know what happens when the cushion is filled with fake outrage? They were discussing the minimum wage salaries for rookie dump divers. Now, even though the average salary in the WNBA is just over $100,000 a year, entry-level employees, they are paid on the rookie scale. Their salaries are closer to matching the average salary for trash collectors. The whoopee cushion, she was filled with anger when she found out what Caitlin Clark would be making in the WNBA as a rookie. She decided that she was going to use her platform to fight for equal pay. She was going to use her platform to fight for the WNBA that she loves and has supported, supposedly, for decades. There was just one problem, one tiny problem. Like the rest of the country, Whoopi Goldberg has forgotten that the WNBA exists. She thought Caitlin Clark was drafted by the NBA. Watch for yourself.
Caitlin Clark just signed with the NBA's Indiana Fever for $76,000. In fact, the entire Fever payroll is $1.2 million.
Less.
That is less than the minimum salary for a single NBA player with a year's experience. So the women have the headlines, they have the fans, they have the viewers. When the hell are they going to get paid? ESPN, who we work for, also part of the Disney thing.
Yeah.
They should have kissed this deal by taking care of all of the WNBA and giving them enough money for a bump up, because you know you have another deal to make. But they should have sweetened that deal.
Not only did she get the league wrong, she got the team name wrong too. Mrs. Goldberg. The NBA team in Indiana, it's the Pacers. The WNBA team in Indiana is the Felines. The Fever, that is just their nickname because fever is what people get when they enter the dump without a hazmat suit. Now, according to Whoopi Goldberg, ESPN should take care of these women. The women have all the viewers. They have all the attention. The WNBA is full of stars. Let's make one thing perfectly clear. The women in the WNBA, they do not have all the viewers. The women don't have all the attention. Caitlin Clark has the viewers. Caitlin Clark has the attention. 99% of the population, they couldn't name another player in the WNBA. Well, Casey, what about Kelsey Plum? Kelsey the plumber? I mean, she is a big star at Roto-Rooter. She is well known for being a surgeon, a magician with the plumber, but most people don't recognize Kelsey as a semi-professional basketball player. All kidding aside, though, this is another example of the woke turning on the woke. You really expect me to believe that it's ESPN's fault that WNBA players are making minimum wage? We're really going to blame ESPN? Look, I am no defender of the worldwide leader in woke, but outside of the NBA, if anyone should be credited for keeping the WNBA Titanic from sinking to the bottom of the woke sea, it should be ESPN. ESPN has continued to broadcast the WNBA regular season kind of to their own demise. Instead of showing Major League Baseball games that are guaranteed to put 1 to 1.5 million people to sleep, ESPN, they will broadcast exciting action from the WNBA regular season. And they'll draw around 400,000 viewers if they're lucky. There are some WNBA games on ESPN that struggle to compete with Pat McAfee. I mean, Pat McAfee, he loves the WNBA. He circles the start of their regular season on his calendar. When the WNBA starts airing on ESPN, Pat McAfee knows he will no longer be in last place on the network. The past couple of years, they have increased the number of WNBA games on ABC. Now, normally ABC averages between 2, maybe 4 million viewers. Sometimes their nightly news program, I think it's called ABC Nightly News, it can pull 6, 7, 8 million viewers. Disney, They have been willing to give valuable airtime on ABC to the WNBA. How many times have they drawn a million viewers? None! Hell, most of the time, they are lucky to draw half a million. And the whoopee cushion wants me to believe it is ESPN's fault that WNBA players are making minimum wage? Let me ask you something. How come we don't hear this same complaint in the media about the NFL? The NFL generates almost $20 billion every year in revenue. Average salary in the NFL around $3 million a year. If anyone should be complaining about being underpaid, it should be players in the NFL. Careers are very short. Football, obviously, extremely dangerous. They are risking their lives on every play. Unlike the WNBA, the NFL is rolling in cash. But you know what NFL players do when they want more money? They don't complain to the mainstream media. They don't create these fabricated stories about some mythical pay gap. They don't pretend to be the ultimate victim. When NFL players want to make more money, they bust their ass to become better. They earn it. For years now, WNBA players, along with their pretend friends in the mainstream media, they have blamed everyone else for their long tradition of huge embarrassing failure. They have blamed misogyny. They blame toxic masculinity. Remember when they were blaming the mainstream media? Yeah. The WNBA. They used to blame the media for their failure. If we just had more mainstream media coverage, people would fall in love with bearded beauties. Well, mainstream media coverage has increased and you are still failing to draw flies to a fresh turd. When are we going to start laying the blame where it actually belongs? The only people to blame for the lack of revenue in the WNBA is the players. WNBA players, they are not victims of some corrupt system. They are not being cheated by greedy owners. For 30 years, this league has failed to generate a single ruble in profit. Vlad Pooter, he vacationed with Bob Griner for what, about 10 months? And Vlad Pooter is still not willing to invest in the WNBA. The truth is, Whoopi Goldberg really has no idea what the hell she's talking about, which isn't surprising. I mean, it is rare for a coherent thought to be spoken on The View. It is not ESPN's responsibility to make sure WNBA players are compensated or they're earning a living wage. Will ESPN be willing to pay more for the WNBA now that Caitlin Clark's in the league? Yes. They'll probably double, maybe even triple the current deal. Now, if that happens, it's only $120 or $180 million in additional revenue every year, which means WNBA players won't be close to breaking $1 million. Even with Caitlin Clark, this league is nowhere close to getting $1 billion a year from the television networks. It's too risky. There's too many unknowns. What happens if Caitlin Clark struggles and loses? What happens if she can't maintain this momentum? God forbid she tears an Achilles, which is usually a career-ending or at minimum a career-altering injury for a basketball player. What happens then? The WNBA goes back to being worthless, and I know that sounds harsh, but it's the truth. But give me your thoughts on this. Whoopi Goldberg blames ESPN for not taking care of the WNBA after ESPN has been financing this dump for decades. All week, the mainstream media, they have turned WNBA players into the ultimate victims. This strategy is a proven failure. You're not going to make WNBA players relatable by turning them into victims. Is ESPN to blame for the minimum wage salaries in the WNBA? Or does the blame fall on WNBA players for failing to make the league interesting? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.